This week's film is The Railway Man. Mud season is upon us, and if construction traffic is keeping you from heading south, it's a great time to hit the movies. The Railway Man is based upon the true story of Scottish soldier Eric Lomax, played by Colin Firth, who was taken prisoner of war during World War II by the Japanese after they defeated the British in Singapore. Lomax served as a radio engineer and was forced to work on the construction of the Burma Railroad Line as a prisoner of war, where he was subject to extensive torture that leaves him still broken long after the war and much later in life. Struggling to function in everyday society, Lomax meets Patty, played by Nicole Kidman, who turns out to be the love of his life while on a train. Shortly afterwards, Lomax is given the identity and location of the man who tortured him so many years ago during the war. Lomax is forced to decide whether to exact the revenge he has so long sought after in hopes of achieving a finality that will allow him to escape the status quo, trapped in an unpredictable state of dysfunction which threatens his new marriage. The film is adapted from Lomax's 1995 autobiography, which won Britain's highest book award for nonfiction. Director Jonathan Teplitsky makes great use of the camera to elevate the telling of an otherwise dire story. His use of picturesque countrysides, lush jungle landscapes, and cold beach settings match the roller coaster of emotions with each scene progression. Colin Firth is perfect as the embattled but bookish soldier, and Nicole Kidman is as solid as always as Lomax's wife, desperate to free her husband from his demons. A strong supporting cast includes Stellan Skarsgård as a fellow surviving prisoner of war, and a host of proven Japanese actors who help the filmmaker avoid the all-too-typical caricatures of our World War II opponents. So, on my ski trail rating system, The Railway Man earns my highest Black Diamond ski trail marker. Stunning camera work and a great cast make what easily could have digressed into one of those long-winded British war stories into a compelling character study of a man's true escape from both literal and personal imprisonment. While the film is by no means flawless, in relation to other excellent depictions of the human struggle with reconciliation after suffering the worst imaginable atrocities, The Railway Man ranks somewhere between The Lives of Others, an Oscar-winning fairy tale of an East German Stasi spy, and 5 Minutes of Heaven, which depicts reunions between bombers and their victims during the Irish Troubles with harsh realism. The Railway Man is rated R for disturbing prisoner of war violence and emotional distress from watching an average Joe attempt to pick up Nicole Kidman on a train. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.